I'm Andrea Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary happenings. Have you ever noticed how the universe or the human brain can pull together thoughts and circumstances to create a story that you could never make up yourself? That's what happened to me one day years ago along the River Road. I had just bought my first iPod, a cute little silver blue Nano. And as I walked down the windy river road on this sunny March morning, I was feeling good about me and, well, pretty much good about the whole world. Listening to the rhythms of Angelica Cujo's songs lifts my soul like none other. Yes, as all those spiritual teachers tell us, we really are one. So I was enjoying the music and thinking about everyone being one when I heard behind me the sound of pickup trucks. I was sure it was more than one, and the mufflers were really loud. When I looked back, what I saw first annoyed and then frightened me. Two pickup trucks were tailgating each other and driving way too fast along this narrow, winding river road. I like to think of myself as non-judgmental, but when you're scared, all that intellectualizing goes right out the window. My brain was registering young male rednecks with junk trucks whose only way to have fun is driving crazy on this dangerous road. But as they got closer, something I can't explain happened to me. As each truck passed, I made eye contact with each one of those young male drivers, and they smiled and waved. When they were gone, I was shocked to find myself crying uncontrollably. No, this was not some hormone imbalance I was experiencing. Something else was happening. As the tailgating pickups continued speeding down the road, I had a flashback of an incident that had happened at my farm a few years earlier. One day, I wound up some old fence wire and threw it in some bushes within the pasture, but close to the road. When I went back the next day to pick up the fence wire to throw it in the trash, I was horrified to find that one of my goats had gotten tangled in the wire and was dead. I felt so guilty. So here I was on this bleak, cold day, all alone with a dead goat. With tears streaming down my face, I went to the barn to get the wheelbarrow. Because it was March, the ground was still frozen, so I couldn't bury the goat. All I could do was put him in the wheelbarrow and take him across the road to a place in the woods where he would become winter food for some wild animal. But I couldn't get the goat into the wheelbarrow. He was too heavy. I thought, I need two strong guys to help me. Now, I haven't told this story to too many people, because if someone told it to me, I wouldn't believe it. But about 30 seconds later, two guys in an old pickup truck with a very loud muffler stopped. They pulled over and simply said, "Looks like you need some help." They put the dead goat in the wheelbarrow, took it across the road, got in their truck, waved, and left. I was left standing in shock, all alone on the side of the road with the empty wheelbarrow. I hadn't thought about this story in years. But it all flashed back to me when those young, smiling, redneck guys drove their tailgating pickups by me on the windy river road. We may define ourselves as separate or different from each other, but we're all pieces of the same puzzle, or God, or the universe, or whatever you want to call it. And what would the puzzle look like if all the pieces were the same? Oneness means every piece, every person, is connected. The Sanskrit word darshan means to get a glimpse of something holy. That morning, along the river road, as the tears streamed down my face and the music on my iPod played on, I had a glimpse of something holy, and it felt really good. For Esoterica, I'm Andrea Bella. Thanks so much for listening.